Anything else? If they were a little
splinters.
Long. Okay.
I've heard that word.
Okay. And what about if it's particularly rich wood that you cut into little slivers?
Fat lighter.
Okay. And what do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes? Like you may tell the children, go put your clothes in the
closet.
Okay. And if it's movable, that is that the one that's built in the wall? Do you remember one? I think they used to have one that was a movable piece of furniture that they hung.
Well, they call wardrobe.
Okay. Do you still have them?
Okay. I think I got about five here now.
Okay. At home, they're kind of a collector's item.
Yeah, well, when this house was built, they went in the closet, just two spaces for closets in just one room. So, more or less, long time ago, that's what the people used was wardrobes.
Didn't have yes. When was this house built?
Well, let's see. This house, I believe this house, I think this house was built in, let me see, around 30.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? You know, that you wooden house.
Welcome board.
Okay. And what do you call the covered area out at the front of the house where some chairs are placed?
Porch.
And do you remember any other old words for that?
I've heard of. I had an aunt called it the paisa.
Okay, what about if it's on the second floor? Do you remember, is that still a porch or something if it's up like on those, you know, those old houses? I don't remember another
I don't
word.
Remember.
Okay, what about if it's without a roof on it, maybe out the back door, if it isn't covered? Do you have a separate word for that?
Now, I think they call them...
You're just going out the back door,
out on the porch.
Okay, still porch if it doesn't have a roof. Okay.
A roof.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking? Maybe they may drive them in there and then bring them out to milk.
I really don't know what they
You don't have much farm vocabulary.
No,
okay.
I don't know anything about farm too much, so we never was.
Sure, you were always here in town. Okay. What about a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones? What would you call that? There are not many of them around here either, are there?
No.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top that you might have water or milk in? Might carry it in, or maybe have it sitting in. Maybe to drink or to carry somewhere, either one.
Pail.
Okay. Would you more likely use that if it were wood than if it were metal? What if it were metal? As I recall, sometimes the one that you had water in at the kitchen or on the back porch was out of wood, and sometimes they were just metal. Would you call both of them a pail?
Well, it was a wood pail. I've heard that.
Okay.
And a metal pail.
Metal pail, okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying on the stove?
Frying pan or skillet.
Okay.
I've heard of skillet.
Okay. Use those interchangeably. Do you use both of those now when you're going to cook?
Well,
if you're going to do chicken, maybe which would you say? I've got to get out the